Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Oh, hey, it was like that when I got there.
You liar.
It was. That wasn't me.
That was you.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Willie.
Yeah, there's a famous quotation. You know, when he passes finally, you know, I hope they put that epitaph on his tombstone.
It's got to go.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. How about some poetry?
Oh, yes, please.
R.P. Smith is riding along with us. This is a dandy. This is the Martin Mare.
Misery is a friend to me. A blessing is a curse. I can't seem to feel better until I'm feeling worse. If we've had a pleasant rain and the day is forecast fair, I nip despondency in the bud and catch that Martin Mare. She runs around the old corral, her head and tail high, turns the bolt away from me when I'm close enough to try. Cannot seem to quit the game until she hears me swear, and I'm feeling so much better, thanks to that Martin Mare. I see a hoof is cracked, her hooves are hard as flint. By the time I finish trimming, I am nearly jubilant. When I pick a foot up enough that I can see, she balances upon my toe with all her other three. Her withers hold the saddle, if I can get it there. But quickness is a necessity to tack that Martin Mare. As I tighten up a cinch, a kick is nearly automatic, and a tail swipe across the face leaves me almost ecstatic. She cracks me on the cantle, then she ringers me on the horn. I'm thankful I didn't own her till all the kids was born. Her forelock splits my eyelids as she comes up in the rear, and my cup is running over thanks to the Martin Mare. By the time a ride is finished, I am bleeding black and blue. When it comes to happiness, I've got more than I am due, but I will saddle her the next time, for I cannot get enough. You really are not living unless life is kind of tough. Friends, if you're feeling guilty because things have been more than fair and you think you are delinquent in your duty of despair, I will make a one-time offer because I know it's right to share. I will sacrifice my happiness and let you ride that Martin Mare. Thank you.
I tell you what, I've had a whole herd of Martin Mares, I swear. You know, we just don't bounce like we used to.
No.
I just can't. I'm sorry. I just can't ride those Dash Colts anymore.
No more for me.
None for me. No more for me. Yeah. That's up to your boys now.
Yeah, that's their turn. Yeah,
that's their
absolutely.
Deal. Yeah, that's yep. Right. Well, it was like that when I got here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. reminds me of way back. All the kids were still at home. Abby was pretty young. Sadie was still at home. So the youngest and the oldest, we had everybody in the house.
Mm-hmm.
A fast summer rainstorm passed through, and it had a lot of electricity in it. Man, it was just lit up big time. And it was during the day, and this lightning storm and rainstorm come through. And about a half hour or 45 minutes after that storm, Abby's looking out the window.
Okay.
And she says to Sadie, she says, "Sadie, your horse is laying out in the pasture like a fat pig."
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, okay. First, I didn't think about the lightning storm. I thought, okay, well, she's just sunning herself.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right.
Then I thought, oh, lightning storm.
We just had a lightning storm.
And I ran over to the window, and sure as shooting, man, she was already bloating. Yeah. And it was only 45 minutes after the storm.
You know, it don't take long.
Well, and she got cooked, obviously. But there was no lightning strike. It struck next to her, but I was irrigating.
Yeah.
And so she was standing in
the puddle.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And it sure as shooting got her.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. And every time.
And I heard there was two other animals on the bench that got it.
Got slammed.
From that same storm. Tiger Jaskolski had a mule.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't think it took the mule out, but it sure made it goofy.
Goofier.
Yeah, yeah. He said that mule was...
Knocked him goofy.
Knocked him goofy. The lightning strike didn't kill him, but it sure made him goofy. Yeah, I'll be darned.
Yeah, look at that horse laying out there like a fat pig.
Your horse is laying out there like a fat pig,
well,
Sadie.
Well, she's...
Well, yeah.
Off-gassing.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. It was like that when I got there.
Well, we had a two-year-old crash into the fence a number of years ago,
uh-huh,
and break his neck.
Oh, man.
And we didn't get him drug off.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh.
So the birds and the everything chewed him up, and
sure,
there was this horse skeleton laying in the corral in the spring.
Sure.
And we're getting ready to brand, and we maybe we ought to gather these bones up.
Yeah.
And Dick says, no, I'll leave them there. So we're going through the corral, and everybody's looking at this horse skeleton. And Jimmy pops off and says, didn't I tell you to feed and water that horse?
Yeah, right.
Oh, dang. Oh. Dick goes, oh, dang, I forgot all
I knew
about
that. I knew there was something I was forgetting. What in the world? I thought maybe he was leaving it there as a warning to the other horses.
Well, there is that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, okay, you look at this.
Hey.
All right, hey, pal.
Don't get stupid.
Yeah, don't
now.
Get stupid. All mm-hmm. right, I can do the same to you.
That was pretty funny, though.
Didn't I tell you to feed and water that horse? Yeah.
Dang it.
Sounds
Dick,
about
what's
right.
What's the matter with you?
Of course, Dick, yeah.
Nah, hey,
oh, I knew
right
I forgot
it.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something. Dad Nabbit, yeah.
What the heck was
right.
it?
Right. I walked out after a microburst,
mm-hmm,
and we don't get them often, but when we do, they are substantial.
They're wicked.
Especially when they come out of the east.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had an east microburst come out. I went out to the barn, and I walked out to the horse shelter,
mm-hmm,
and it was unusually sunny.
It was sitting on your...
horse trailer.
Your frack trailer.
Yeah, it blew it back over.
Tipped it over right
on top of the horse trailer. Yep.
Well, who
yeah.
did that?
Yeah. It was like that when I got there.
I don't know. Yeah.
And I don't mean it was a little roof.
No.
And it was heavy. It had tin on it, and anyway, it was, yeah.
Pretty substantial, yes.
Oh, man, yeah. Hey, I need to end the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the Sons of the San Joaquin ride along with us. Ooh, yeah, talk about good harmonies.
Yeah.
Way out yonder.
The morning sun says the day's begun as I step to my buckskin side. My heart's as light as a bird in flight as I'm saddling up to ride. In an azure sky, an eagle's cry far out from the canyon's rim calls to me of his world so free. And I ride and follow him way out yonder, as far as the eye can see. That's where I ride my pony and me, way out yonder. There, stretching out like a sagebrush sea, the hills and the dales, wadis and trails beckon to me. When old Mr. Sun puts the stars on the run, chases the moon from the sky, a shimmering dew on a prairie of blue sparkles and as I'm riding by. Way out yonder, out there, watching cattle all the day long, striking a load, swinging a rope, life is a song. I just gotta say that I like it this way, riding for love and for wages. But a cowboy like me will never be free unless he's riding out here where the sage is. Way out yonder, out there, why don't you ride with me too? Until then I'll try, keep wishing that I could share this with you. Say that I like it this way, riding for love and for wages. But a cowboy like me will never be free unless he's riding out here where the sage is. Way out yonder, out there, I'm building a dream for two, just a dream in my dreams, scheming my schemes and beckoning you, just a dream in my dreams, scheming my schemes and beckoning you.
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Where did that dent in my truck come from?
It was like that when I got there. Right. I know where mine came from. The Walmart parking lot. Dirty buggers.
What a bunch of coyotes.
Jacqueline makes me park clear out in the North 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, she won't let me park by anybody
else.
Well,
since we got the Princess.
Yeah.
It's the same in my house.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
We got our pavement Princess.
You got a quarter mile walk to get to the Walmart,
exactly.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yep.
You know, and that sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You're supposed to get your steps in, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of microbursts,
yeah,
have you ever walked out into your hayfield after you have raked?
Windrowed?
Yeah, you've windrowed, and it's not there anymore?
It windrowed all over the field again.
And somebody else's field.
I mean,
I've even seen it to where it is just nowhere to be found.
Yes.
Right?
Been there, yes.
You walk out there expecting to go bail, and there's nothing to bail.
It's all in the neighbor's field.
True story.
Or up against the fence.
Man.
Yeah.
And a section that you usually get a lot of hay off of.
Not so much.
You don't get any hay
not
off
so
of.
So much.
What happened to that?
It was like that when I got there.
Well, see, that's the deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same look your dog gives you.
Exactly. Yeah. Or your child.
Or your child. Well, okay. Yeah. I don't know is not an answer.
Is not an answer.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
did you do? Well, at least your dog can't say, I don't know.
No.
He just looks at you and gives you that look, like, I don't know.
Well, have you ever looked at your dog and just knew he was giving you the finger?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I've had dogs and I've had horses do that.
Yep. And that look they're giving you, if they had a middle finger?
Up yours.
Yep, they would have. They would be using it.
Absolutely.
That's a true statement. You bet. Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week.
Why?
Well, now I got it.
Oh, I got it.
I got it.
Now I got it.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, don't ask me. It was like that when I got here.
Me too.
Yeah.